welcome back to Ace of Sagai. Welcome back to Ace of Sakai. I'm going to keep that edit. I fucked up. I'll own up to it. Ace of Sakai, I'm glad you're here. Me and Moto are here to talk about our favorite subject. You guessed it, One Piece manga. And if you didn't guess it, you have not been watching our show. You're missing out on a lot of good content. Maybe, maybe not. That's up to you to judge. But we're talking about our favorite thing, Oda-sensei, and how incredible he is. And I legit think he gave us the best chapter I've ever read in my life.
Whoa! I didn't know you were going there. Really?
Because I reread this, and I kind of forgot that, you know, one of Blackbeard's captains, she can transform. And she just took Saturn's powers. And now that basically Saturn confirmed Blackbeard's lineage, either he's a buck or he's Rock's son.
I don't think he's a buck.
Oh, he's a Rock's son. He's Rock's son.
I'm only in agreement with
also,
that because
also,
I think
also. And I'm sorry. Okay. I'm gonna keep going. Highlight all the points. We see Froggy and Drogi from Little Garden, who I never thought I would see again, and it made me so happy to know that Usopp's masters are here to take him to Elbaf. It just seeing Usopp courageous like that, it just changed his whole demeanor. It was great. The biggest rule in One Piece, if you've been paying attention, you cannot block light. When Kizaru was shooting light, Rayleigh deflected it. He never blocked it. Sanji blocked it. There's no haki in the world that can block light. There's nothing. Even Franky says it. Even Franky's surprised. Our boy Sanji, number motherfucking four. And this is why I'm saying this. Lucci, who may be admiral level, is not an admiral because I think Kizaru is stronger. Like, maybe Awakening Lucci is as strong as full power Kizaru right now, and Awakening Kizaru might be the stronger version. But based on everything we know in One Piece, based on everything that has been said so far, and I love how Oda deceives us and he fucking just throws this that just gives you a raging boner. Our boy Sanji, the Mr. Mech Gemma fucking 66 built prototype, now awakening everything his body, he blocked light, and Kizaru's face was like, fuck, I'm in trouble. Oh, number four is going to go to number two really quick. I'm excited. There's so much. This is just the scratch.
Calm down, bro.
I like you. You're number four. I like you too, bro. I'm cheering for number fours here, bro.
No, that was a great scene. No, that was a fantastic scene.
Sorry, Moto.
Okay. No, keep going. I'm just waiting.
What's a Nika?
Huh? Nika.
What's a Nika?
I have no idea.
No, remember, what are Bonnie, you, Bonnie tells Luffy, I was looking for you, Nika, and Luffy's like, what's a Nika?
Oh, yeah.
There's so many dope lines, bro. Especially when Sanji goes, light doesn't hold a love to candle. Light doesn't hold a candle to love.
Yes. It's fantastic. Okay, what else? What else you got?
I don't know. There's too much excitement, bro. Sanji's about to fight him. Fucking Luffy, bro. Luffy fucking beat up Saturn, bro. He's like, Bonnie, I'm about to show you a real punch. She's like, I want you to show me a punch. And he showed his punch. What is it called? His punch is called
Don Gatling. Don Gatling.
Yo, and Saturn. Bro, come on. Fucking banger. Banger.
All right, which one you want to talk about first? Which part?
I don't know. I'm horny everywhere. Go ahead. Lead me.
Well, we can start from the top, no?
Usopp.
Usopp and the Giants are here, man. That's, again, the reward is so fascinating. I was watching somebody react to Little Garden just recently and seeing that. I was like, oh, shit.
Bro, I am so happy I watched all these episodes. Like, I know there's many people that probably skipped it. Lil Garden, don't skip these episodes. They're Oda is
so
like
important.
Legit going, Oda is like, nah, don't fuck with my shit.
Yeah, that's a setup. That's a masterful setup. And I'm assuming, and I could be completely wrong, but they're gonna join the Grand Fleet, right? Like
well, that's Usopp's master, of course.
Like, you know how the Draghi and Brogdi...
Already did.
Right, they were fighting for the leadership, but in the panel, last panel... Yeah, but the last panel we saw, oh, Nika is here, or the... what was that? So, yeah, exactly. As a leader, right? So it's almost like they're accepting the fact that they're not the leader and Luffy will be, right?
No, so, but the thing is, also the news of Luffy also having giants in his Grand Fleet has to have traveled.
Right. It's, so they, now they're going to have the official giant pirates on the Grand Fleet, which is fucking nuts. And I think the whole gathering of Luffy's like army, that's fucking exciting. Like, remember Oda was saying, yo, Marineford was nothing? Like, you could see why, right? Like, we could see the gathering.
This is crazy, the Marineford.
Right, you got on one hand, you got the whole giant army, Blackbeard's right?
Blackbeard's crew is nasty.
Ooh, that's gonna be fun too. And I don't know where he's gonna come into play. Like, is he the final battle before? Because
I think it is. We were talking about this. I really think
he's the final battle, right? Because he's
no, but
he's playing chess.
We're also forgetting about Emu.
I know, but like.
How much stronger do you think? Because now, before we had a question, and when Saturn One Piece Luffy, we're like, oh shit, Saturn's much stronger. But now it looks like Luffy's full power, and he's just like, what the fuck you guys are talking about? This guy's a bitch.
Because Saturn's freeze attack that worked for everybody, it kind of worked for Luffy, but he just fought through it, right? So we see that the level is a lot closer than what was perceived in the previous panels. I think Blackbeard will be stronger. The part I am wondering is he and Shanks have to fight, right?
Yeah.
So is Luffy ever gonna actually? Is Luffy ever gonna fight Shanks?
We have this conversation, and I don't think he's gonna fight him. I think
you don't think
change,
so?
Yeah. But what is gonna happen with the crew, though? Yeah, I feel like the crew would have been fighting each other.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things
Oda goes, Shank loses another arm.
Maybe a leg. Battle thing, yeah.
Hockey only.
Yeah. I mean, he has ridiculous hockey power. I don't even know if he needs limbs, to be honest with you.
Just walk here and go.
Yeah. But I'm just excited because I think we're getting to a point where, you know, we're at a stage where it wouldn't be that illogical to start seeing the dream of the Straw Hat Pirates finishing or achieving or coming close to achieving.
No. I'm still excited for it more. Okay.
No, but like you got 9 crew members right now, right? Like that, each of them has their own. Like, I'm guessing like Usopp is going to lead the charge of the Grand Fleet, right?
Yes, I agree.
I think that's how he becomes the brave warrior of the sea.
He is the buggy of the crew. He falls up.
Yeah, and he's going to lead the charge with the sniping and all that stuff. And obviously, Luffy will be eating somewhere. Zoro's lost. Usopp chasing, Sanji's chasing some woman. Right? So it's getting close, I feel like.
Bro.
It's getting close.
I think Sanji could be the most strongest person at the end of this, bro. Just put a beautiful female in front of him. He'll defend her for the rest of his life.
Who's his girl? I don't even know who his girl is.
I don't know. The three-eyed girl. Remember, she was shown recently.
Yeah. She's captured by Blackbeard.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously she's in play. I'm thinking they're going to lead it to Sanji. There's a reason why she's still there.
Oh, she's supposed to be able to read the polygraph. That's why she's there.
It's still the... I don't know. Okay, you know what? That's a separate topic. Let's keep talking about the manga. So Usopp's masters are here. Jinbe is flying off to get Zoro. Zoro's fighting Lucci. And he's not having the best luck right now.
Oh, wonder if he's messing around or if he's serious. It's hard to tell.
It did say it's like it almost sounds like you're the one in control of this fight, Rob Lucci. Zoro did say that.
Yeah.
But my thing is like I think.
No, but he's saying you think that he should, right? Power level wise. Because my thinking was like Rob Lucci was stronger than Vice Admiral in Water 7 in the Slavi arc, right? And then since then he's awakened. I didn't think
Rob Lucci was that strong that back then. I thought he was like captain level strong. But remember Smoker, how strong Smoker was? Oh yeah, I know what you're trying to say. I understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah. And then he awakened, so he's obviously another layers above,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think the whole point of, like, I always thought was that Zoro would beat him, but it wouldn't be like, yeah, I don't know. I'm having a hard time because if Rob Lucci had a pirate crew, he would be a very strong pirate crew and he would be the captain, right? Yeah. Of the pirate crew, right? Maybe not Yonko strong, but he would be one of the strongest pirate crew, right?
I mean, technically, he is a pirate. CB0 are government pirates.
Whatever. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So, yeah, he's supposed to be super strong. Is he stronger than King?
That's the question. Well, I'm assuming.
So, he's stronger than King, then, yeah, Zoro should have some struggle.
Stronger than King? That's like, I don't understand why. Isn't that a plot armor? Like, how did he become this strong? Or is he stronger than King?
Well, he was always super strong, right?
But King was also Lunarian, and
it is, yeah. So it's a question. Like, I don't know. Is he stronger than King? I don't know. But he is awakened, right? He's awakened. So yeah, I mean, like, I think this arc, it's like Zoro part is like outside because ever since people saw Kizaru, he was kicking the stuff. People are like, oh, Kizaru needs to fight Sanji, right? Yeah. So. I think we're getting that, and so that they kind of have to be like, okay, we have to put somebody, you know, fighting Zoro, and that's just Rob Lucci. I'm just excited. This episode, I really enjoyed about Blackbeard, what they're trying to do. Van Auger is fucking badass when they what's her name, Devon is like. What do you have to?
The warp. Dog fruit model, nine tails, and the warp fruit.
Fruit. What's his
body? Devon is the dangerous one. She's the most dangerous one.
You think so? I also think warp fruit is be pretty powerful.
No. But yeah, I agree with that because we've seen warping in My Hero and how dangerous it can be. But the ability to turn and the nine tail, bro. Like, I mean, those two are already like.
Yeah. It's dope. It's dope.
So the attack Luffy uses called Booming Dawn Gauntling.
Okay, so that's a different name on the different.
That's what it says on TCB.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the whole panel where Luffy's like, "What's with the waterworks?" And then he's like, "I've been looking for you." And then he shows her how to punch. And then he uses that, and you see how he just goes on.
So make your prediction. Is Bonnie joining Straw Hat Crew?
Yes. Yes, yeah, it just makes sense. Everything just makes sense. Where does she belong? She doesn't belong anywhere but with Luffy. She's been her entire life, this destiny has been to find him. Like, she's living her dad's thing. The dad said, we gotta look for Nika, we gotta look for him, right. Like, where he is. He's like, I believe in him. And this would be Kuma's dream. My daughter gets to go with Nika, the person I believe in. How could you not?
I'm just curious.
But you're the same side, right? You want her to be on the crew too.
Do I want her on the? Yeah, but at the same time, I'm not sure she will. I haven't made the conclusion.
At least Grand Fleet.
It makes it. She's definitely in the, yeah, all of them are in the Grand Fleet, yeah, for sure. I'm just curious if she will make it to, you know, actually one of the Straw Hats. Vivi's also coming, so I'm just like curious if who's going to be the true 10th.
One thing we got to, you know, say is, fuck you, Kizaru, you little fucking bitch. You, how do you have a moment a humane, nice moment with Vegapunk, with fucking Bonnie and everybody, and then fucking turn your back and try to fucking beam her? You piece of shit, that's a fucking little child.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole Kizaru thing is like
bitch. Our boy perverted Sanji.
I hope he pummels him, right? Like,
bro, that entire panel—it's unreal.
Everybody was like, "Okay." After we saw the whole flashback with Kuma, like, "Oh, Kizaru has a good chance to, you know, turn, you know, really do the last setup, and then you know, backstab Saturn at the last minute. You know, it'd be a perfect opportunity to laser beam that ass. Well, maybe he might still do it, but." Instead, he keep trying to kill Bonnie and everybody else. He's like, oh, he's really, really falling on the popularity contest here.
I love the panel where Kizaru is after he goes, I'm in a pickle now. And he's like, they be expecting you to take your heads after this. And you see Luffy in the back floating in the air, just laughing.
Chillaxing.
I love it. Listen, they've been good mangas. There's been great chapters. And everything about One Piece is that. But this was one of the things that I never expected. All these. Like, even the Kuma stuff, I never expected. And the ones that made it cry, those are 10s too. Every fucking one of these are 10s. It's incredible storytelling. It's insane. As a whole, the whole Kuma thing, that story is going to make you cry. And I already cried. I'm going to cry again. But this chapter has so much. I didn't even fucking know. What's his face? Who's the dude that been living in a barrel the whole time?
Oh, Caribou?
He wants to fucking join the Blackbeard crew.
Which is a huge big deal, right? Now, that would make Blackbeard a threat to
insane
Fishman Island and then also Wano, right?
Yeah, because they know all the secrets.
He knows all the secrets.
He was with them for all the years.
Yeah. I mean, Blackbeard probably knows how to get... he probably have an easy time getting there, too.
No, he's also strong. He can also contain a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Blackbeard could use his fucking powers and get even more devil fruits.
I wonder if Blackbeard would just kill him.
Remember, he needs 3 powers.
Yeah, yeah. Also, you're on board with that. Oh, so you're on board with the three? Yeah.
I am with that. I am part of your cult now.
All right. We've been asking about Blackbeard and Caribou, and it just so happened they both showed up at the same time. So it was a great update.
I'm actually glad that we're back to putting Blackbeard as the big bad wolf again, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
And I really like the direction they're going with, and this entire crew is reminding me of Rocks 2.0.
Yeah. And oh god, okay. Even stronger. Fuck. Damn.
Are we in agreement that he might be Rock's son now?
I think so. I wouldn't go so far to agree, but if I were to make a list, that would be my number one right now. Okay. But I don't know. Like, is it another race thing? But, like, I don't think it's Buccaneer because they put so much emphasis on Kuma being the last, and you'll be kind of weird.
But we've seen all three then. We've seen all three, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Have we? No, we've seen Lunarian. We've seen Buccaneer. What's the third one?
It's Giants, no?
Is it Giants?
Those are, it's just three that Big Mom didn't have, right? Isn't that what it was?
I guess, sure, why not? Okay, whatever it is. Yeah. It's good, bro.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The setups, I can't even harp enough. Oda's ability to set up, tease. Like, that's what I love about, like, I wish other storytellers learned. Like, Oda just had a corner panel with a Blackbeard ship coming into Egghead Island. So we all knew Blackbeard was there. Like, we're like, what the fuck are they doing? So he keeps this intrigue. And the thing I don't understand about a lot of these other manga is, like, why can't you... That's all you need to keep teasing and keep having the excitement and, like, the pieces being placed.
It's just very little information that build on it later.
Yeah, exactly. He just keeps on building it, and it's just fun. And so every time something happened, like today, like, you know, this chapter is just, it's fucking great, man. And then, but now it's so great because you get Kizaru and Sanji, which is fucking dope. Luffy and Saturn, or the Gorosei, you know, which is fucking insane. The whole, you know, the world comment by the Blackbeard part. Ooh, that was pretty epic. That was fantastic. And then just Usopp, you know, getting excited over the giants coming in, and it's like, fuck yeah, that's good, that's good. Let's go to Elbaf.
Let's okay. We talk about the anime.
Yeah.
Okay. We finally got to see Robin into her outfit.
Is that what I was like? What the fuck was he talking about?
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah,
I was talking about that
because Robin's been kind of out of commission the whole Egghead Island, right? Like that's why I was like, I completely forgot about it.
That's the only thing I saw. When I saw that panel, I was like, the animation is gonna be fun.
We'll be at Anime NYC and the cosplaying.
There's gonna be too many men. Robin is a huge favorite. Robin and anything One Piece, especially the level of exposure One Piece has already have in this year and last year.
It's growing.
It's going to be massive. Yeah. It's going to be even bigger and bigger. Like, to the fact that just this weekend, my brother's wedding weekend, my uncle's niece, whatever, I was talking to her about my cats. I'm like, you know, I have three cats. One is Rocket, one is Alvis, and then I'm like, the third one, his full name is Monkey D. Luffy. She's like, oh, you watch One Piece? And I'm like, okay. Well, I'm like, look, this is so many years later. Like, she's probably in her early 20s, probably. I'm okay. Like, that's a huge year gap. I'm like, I've been watching One Piece longer than you've been alive. But at the same time, it's just that it shows that there's still huge community.
Multi-generational.
And she's in Canada. So I'm like, you know what? It's reaching everywhere. So it has that effect, and it's so beautiful. And this panels for Egghead, some of them are wild.
It's very wild.
So Robin was definitely one. I was just like, it's not because to any simp or anything. I think my favorite anime, if I like to check, would be Yor. I love Yor. Is the thing Robin?
Oh, yo, okay. I was like, I think we were talking about One Piece. You know, wasn't the big? What's the one of the bigger pink satellite? The big one. What was her name?
I don't know.
I thought it was Yor. No, I was like, no. What are you talking about? Her? Yeah.
No, I just knew the Robin animation, whatever we've done, is gonna be a hit to a lot of factors, to a lot of people, and it's the fact that it plays on, and I enjoyed this episode so much because the humor and the joy the crew has together about their jokes. It's just like, they're making fun of Robin, how she's just so straightforward and she's so curious. So everything she does, she's just like so curious, like a scientist, like curiosity. But she's so like straightforward. Brutal. Like, you're so scary.
That's her, what's the bad characteristic that she kind of is accepted. She always...
And it's so funny with the whole dynamics with the crew. I'm enjoying the anime so much right now because I miss the crew so much. And
yeah,
they're hilarious together.
I wish that One Piece had more moments where the whole crews are together. It's actually not very long, right? It's not very much. Yeah, it's so wholesome. It's funny. It's like, it's really like
so stupid about.
Yeah.
Like, Nami's a bully. Nami straight up freaking kicked Usopp in the face. She's a fucking bully, yo.
She destroys Sanji first. Whoops, Usopp.
She don't play.
No, she don't. She's badass.
The animation just suits it. It just suits this arc. It's not top tier in any ways, but it's just, I'm liking how fluid it is. I'm liking the storytelling. I'm excited the direction is gonna go. It's getting there quick. I feel like we're here quicker than I expected.
You think so?
I felt like we would have like three more specials by now.
Okay, I see what you're saying. it's coming. Chill the fuck out, bro. It's coming.
We just had laws last week, bro.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's gonna pick up once it gets closer and closer to. Yeah. What did you think of the whole we're getting a whole episode of Law versus Blackbeard?
I mean, I know which direction is gonna go, but it's
no, like we actually got a full episode, right? That's not wasn't the full chapter.
We got the whole
we only got a teaser, female, remember?
Law being the female version and stuff. Oh, a lot of people have been simping on that. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's that, and Robin's gonna be the number one female costume in the cosplay.
Yeah. I mean, Law always is. Law, girls, I love Law. Like, even. Yeah. Even this year, but we saw it too. I was Law, and there was so many freaking Law. Law was a hit.
Law was. You can't be Law next time. There's too many people. Yeah, I can't be Law.
There's too many Laws.
You should do Blackbeard.
No, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait and see. Like, we have so many enemies coming. Oh. I'm thinking, like, you know, right now, it's too early to say. So I'm gonna wait at least till like maybe May to decide.
What's your top three?
I haven't thought about it yet, to be honest. I really haven't.
Honest?
Like, I want to see, like, if you talk about mainstream, it would be, like, Solo Leveling. That, like, that would be...
But Solo Leveling, only one you could be is, like, really the main character.
I mean, yeah, that'd be kind of boring. I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. That's a different topic. But let's we'll talk about. We'll decide that later. But One Piece is obviously going to be One Piece. Characters are obviously going to be top tier. Like, they're going to be the famous. Yeah. It's One Piece. One Piece is king. It's just not even close anymore. It's it really truly is not. It's just not even a difference. It's when people realize it, they're going to be like, okay, One Piece fans are right. I love the anime. I am having so much fun with the humor and just the Straw Hat fans. It's just the panels coming to life, and you can just get to see them being stupid and just hearing the voice actors act. It's just rewarding.
It just makes
me feel rewarded.
Yeah. No, that's again, that's what One Piece I think people love is we are getting rewarded for the long story. It's always been exciting and fun, but like you're really starting to get rewarded on everything. But you know, it's also kind of sad because it means it is like you do feel the end of the journey feel to it.
Not yet.
But you start to feel it.
I don't. I don't even feel like 25% of it yet.
Like, I feel like 90% is over. Like,
no way, bro. No way. 90%? 90%?
Yeah. Bro, because there was part of me like, because part of me was like, oh, Gorosei's gonna, you know, Big Pat, but like, he feels like Luffy's gonna just whoop his ass soon. I think the giant's gonna take Luffy to Elbaf,
and then there's gonna be a little training at least. I don't think like everybody has.
Yeah, but it's there. I don't think it's gonna be a huge arc. It might be like a gathering or something. Like I think VP and them are gonna all join up, right? And I think there's gonna be like huge some kind of reveal there. But then,
so you think Elbaf is gonna be the meeting point?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, something like that. Like, we all been trying to get there, so maybe it's like all that being funny. And Elbaf is fable, right? Backward, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to believe your direction, bro. It kind of makes me.
It's just like because like initially I was like, oh, all these fights are happening, but like I'm not even sure if Luffy and Shanks are gonna fight.
Yeah, that's. It's just making me sad, bro. I don't know. I don't think I'm ready for saying goodbye.
I mean,
I'm not ready.
Just to be clear, the Oda-san still has at least three to five years left anyways, right? So it's not like it's going to end anytime soon in terms of like timeline, but in terms of...
I think when One Piece ends, I think my childhood dies.
And your adulthood too, by the way.
Who the fuck wants to be an adult, bro? Who the fuck wants to be an adult?
Like, what's our new big... Like, to be honest, it is kind of sad because like after One Piece, there's nothing that we could really... multi-generational show that it just doesn't exist,
bro. I've been in a longer relationship with One Piece than anything else in my life.
It was, trust me, I'm much worse than you in terms of that.
Okay, man, all right, forget it. I don't want to talk about any of that. I'm excited for the journey One Piece is at. I am excited for the next chapter. 1108 coming out. We'll talk about that. It's been so good. It's been.
Sounds good.
It's good to be a One Piece fan, as always.
Oh, wait, time out though. Look behind you on the backboard. That's going to be your new thing. Yeah, so you'll be okay.
I did it for you. Yeah. I did that purposely for you.
You got 20 more years. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm going to rewatch this with my kids. I'm so excited about this.
No, by the time that thing ends, you're going to be rewatching with your grandkids.
I'm even more excited. That's goals right there. I legit, if I get to watch anime with my grandkids, I have lived a good life.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's something worth celebrating.
And right? What anime does to mine, maybe your cerebral too, it gives all my thoughts, like this imagination in life and more. And it just makes me just like it just feels like you can have all this possibility in this world, and it's so dark and humane at the same time. It makes you feel so rewarded that nothing else can.
Yeah. I mean, it plays with all your emotions, right?
Emotions. It tug and pulls. Yeah. It's
everything. Every kind of emotion you could. Like,
that's why we're here. And that's why sometimes I can't wait to rewatch this with my grandkids and my great grandkids, whatever.
Yeah.
Every fucking motherfucking person that comes from me, we're watching this shit.
Well, make sure to put a D in their middle name.
That sounded weird.
No, that's not what I meant. Little D. But we don't know what order means, so maybe.
Like and subscribe. Or we could have D'd it.
All right. Go back to PG-13.
Fine, listen. One Piece fans, it's incredible the source and content Oda says is giving us. Be excited, more is yet to come. 2024 has just begun, but it looks like One Piece is gonna go crazy this year. Be prepared, we cannot wait to talk more about this. We'll talk about this next week. Like and subscribe. Miyamoto out. Peace.